At the Farnborough International Airshow near London in July, Norway-based Norsk Titanium announced that it had selected Plattsburgh to build the world's first industrial-scale, high-technology manufacturing plant for titanium aerospace components. New York State has approved a $125 million investment in the factory, and SUNY Polytechnic is working with Norsk to establish production with specialized 3D machines. In part two of our interview, Town of Plattsburgh Supervisor Michael Cashman says he's excited to see the first of the rapid plasma deposition machines already moving into temporary facilities.
When the announcement broke earlier this year that the state was going to be investing $125 million through the New York State budget with SUNY Polytech, there was a lot of excitement and celebration. But then you wait with great anticipation as the next part of that process unfolds, the second piece being the announcement across the pond. And again, we celebrated, we got prepared to see what the next stage would be. And finally, some plans are actually at Town Hall, having its first cursory look at, you know, what it will look like at the parcels of land they look to build on.
And they've actually got equipment coming in.
They do. They do. Actually, I tweet a lot, and I've been following Norsk, and they just tweeted that their first piece of equipment is en route to Plattsburgh, and it's just one more mile marker in a very exciting journey for a first-in-the-world type of company moving here to Plattsburgh.
So, Michael, if they don't have the facilities either built or renovated, what does the town do with the new equipment while we're waiting for the building to be ready for them?
Sure. It's our understanding that they're working in an interim space with some members of the Development Corporation and a number of others. So they're really trying to get ready to go full force. And the campus facility that's going to be built through SUNY Polytech in conjunction with Norsk will help them really develop those 400 good paying jobs within the region over the course of the next several years. It's not like a Lego piece. You don't just lock it into place and you get going. There's a lot of work that needs to get done in advance. And once it's up and operational, then you need to do the recruitment, the training. But from every indication, I think Norsk is going to be one of those companies that's going to set a very high bar for other employers in the region.
Well, whenever a town or community has a big economic development success, you have made deals, usually tax deals or something like that. If they're working out of temporary facilities, how does the town work out taxes or whatever sorts of arrangements have been made for the company prior to the deal when they are in their final facility?
Well, I think the first part of it that people need to understand is there's multiple layers to this particular program. The town of Plattsburgh is not involved with the development of it directly. What we're making sure is our codes, our zoning, our infrastructure development is ready for them to connect in the appropriate ways. There is a multitude of individuals that are involved in the process of not only having recruited Norsk to the area and SUNY Polytech to develop their campus, but it includes the Chamber of Commerce. It includes Clinton County from a governmental entity. It includes state players. Specifically, Senator Betty Little has been at the forefront and helping to recruit and to make sure that North sees this as a place that they want to be. So I can't speak to that particular item right now because it's not in front of us to be reviewed at that level. It may be at some of the other levels from the county and the state.
A lot of people might believe that Norsk is moving on to the former Plattsburgh Air Force Base. That's not the case.
It is the old county airport. is where they're looking to develop. I think it's a great piece of property for a number of reasons. First, if you look at that Old County Airport, there's actually a number of runways depending on how you develop the land that could be used for infrastructure for roadways, cutting down on some costs. So there really is, I think, some creative solutions to some 21st century manufacturing opportunities. This is only one of hopefully many future developments, but I believe because they're a first-in-the-world type of company, they will attract some other companies.
Norsk Titanium plans to invest $1 billion in the facility during the first 10 years, which will be operational by the end of 2017. You can hear the entire interview with Plattsburgh Town Supervisor Michael Cashman at WAMC.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.